So we are surrounded by all living beings. Our family, friends, closest to us, but then living beings as vast we can see or think. And Venerable Geshe-la explains that most of living beings, we can't see them. This is one. And most living beings, the biggest number is what we cannot see, for example, in the air, underneath the earth, and then, of course, many all hell beings and hungry ghosts, we can't see them directly, but they do exist. So there are countless, countless living beings. Yeah, so we don't have to make it complicated, we just think very simply, all living beings, they are present. And we imagine, we use correct belief, imagination, we connect with them. And we are creating the causes, very powerful causes, for them to find holy Dharma and to attain liberation and enlightenment. And we do this now as their representative, but also it's mental action, which will have very credible results, this visualization. So Geshe-la said, if we think about all living beings, we connect with them. And Venerable Geshe-la explained to us, like connecting, what we then also do through the visualization. He said, when I was in the retreat in Nepal, I connected with all living beings of this modern world. He connected with us. And look, the result. It's incredible. So it's not just like a children game or whatever we think. It's very powerful mental action, which has unbelievable results. Okay. So then we have been looking at going for refuge, first faith in the three precious jewels, in their presence, in their power. So three types of faith are strongly present, and we focus here mainly on Buddha Shakyamuni. Yeah, but then what we promised through this prayer is that we will apply effort to seek ultimate refuge only in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. That means we promise to apply effort to receive Buddha's blessings. We apply effort to receive help and support from pure spiritual practitioners. And we apply effort to put holy Kadam Dharma sincerely and purely into practice. So this is what we promise here. And through this prayer, we are practicing refuge. So Venerable Geshe-la said, if we are unable to do this practice, if we don't have refuge practice, we will not enter Buddhism. And if we do not enter Buddhism, we will have no opportunity to attain permanent liberation from suffering or the supreme happiness of enlightenment. Now, this is the first step. And then we enter Buddhism and we become a Buddhist through sincerely going for refuge to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Yeah, and if we don't have this practice, and we lose the opportunity to attain enlightenment, that means we have lost the real meaning of our human life. Yeah, and it's not only the real meaning of Buddhists, it is the real meaning of human life in general is for each and every living being, the real meaning would be to attain permanent liberation from suffering and the unsurpassed inner peace of enlightenment, because this is the wish of each and every living being. And only as human beings we have the opportunity to accomplish this aim, real meaning of human life.